Tomorrow, Fort Collins will join a growing list of more than 80 communities that have banned medical marijuana dispensaries. The move comes more than a decade after voters approved a statewide ballot measure allowing the use of medical marijuana to treat certain conditions.
I can get your signature on that one, please. You're all set. Thanks.
Each of the city's roughly 20 dispensaries will be inspected on or before Tuesday's deadline by Fort Collins police before being shut down. The idea is to ensure that any remaining product is either sold or handed over to authorities for destruction. So far, Sergeant Jim Burns says he's been pleasantly surprised by his interactions with business owners.
The very first inspection we went to do early January, the business turned over, I want to say, about 8 pounds of finished product, which is a significant amount of marijuana. Eight pounds would make a dent on this table we're sitting in front of.
Burns says there is an incentive for owners to cooperate. If they want to move their license to another city, they have to leave Fort Collins in good standing.
Although we haven't gotten anything but total cooperation, everybody has seemed sincere. I do believe that that's a carrot, and the businesses understand that. Just like if they were any other business that wanted to move and needed sanctioning from another jurisdiction.
At Infinite Wellness Center, just south of Old Town, General Manager Christine Romarine says she's planning on moving her business to Lakewood. She's hoping that incentives like reimbursing patients $20 for gas will persuade them to make the trip.
Our unique situation is we get to go ahead and transfer this license to Lakewood, so our patients come with us, which is really good. Not having to start over with the patient count is huge for us.
Even still, Romarine says customers have been making a lot of last-minute purchases. One of those people is Devin McConnell, who uses medical marijuana to treat scoliosis and a fractured tailbone. She's concerned about how the black market will expand to fill the void that's left by dispensaries.
When they're going to start booming again, because, I mean, there's nowhere else to get it. So I'm really worried about that.
After Tuesday, patients like McConnell will still have access to two medical marijuana businesses that operate outside city limits in Larimer County.
Who is going to be suffering here in the long term is all the patients in this town.
David Schwab is co-owner of Abundant Healing, a dispensary in Old Town, Fort Collins. After mounting an unsuccessful legal challenge to the ban last week in court, Schwab says he's concerned about where patients will buy their medicine. While they can appoint an individual caregiver to grow medical marijuana in Fort Collins, Schwab says the experience will change.
One of the, you know, things that centers did was allow people to meet and congregate and learn from each other and help each other out. And that's going to be gone.
Schwab says he's invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into his business, and he's not sure what's next for him. Other dispensary owners that didn't want to be interviewed on tape said they plan to transition to a caregiver role. But the question of how that works still needs to be decided by the Fort Collins City Council. Right now, Fort Collins law allows caregivers to grow up to 12 plants in a single-family home. But it says nothing about how many plants can be grown in a multifamily residence. Meantime, state law puts the limits at 30 plants maximum for caregivers.
Some people think, hey, the law's cut and dry. You're only allowed to have this many plants.
Fort Collins Police Sergeant Jim Burns says despite the ban, there will continue to be gray areas when it comes to enforcing the law around marijuana. For example, busting a large grow operation isn't as clear-cut as it used to be.
A lot of the attorneys are a little hesitant to move forward on cases traditionally we would have because the person's thrown out a medical marijuana card.
And things could become even trickier this fall if Coloradans approve one of at least two ballot measures seeking to legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.